Looks like it's my turn. For any of you that don't do public speaking very much, I want to warn you, don't eat volcano ramen at least 24 hours before you're supposed to speak. But hey, it's okay. Tonight's message is a little bit about suffering, so it kind of makes sense. It segues into it. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about Psalm 55. I want to start by asking something. I don't want you to raise your hands or anything. But I want to ask, have any of you experienced anguish? Have you experienced before extreme emotional suffering? Now, I'm sure that most of us in here have at some point. Most of us have answered yes to that. But what if I asked, have you experienced that suffering because of a friend, because of something they did to you? I'm sure, again, there are probably at least some of us in here that have experienced some kind of betrayal in our lives by someone that we've trusted. In Psalm 55, Psalm 55 is a response to betrayal that David feels. Just for a little background, and Joe, you can fight me if I'm wrong or something, but just for a little background, this psalm, a lot of people think, was written during the time of rebellion from David's son, Absalom. Yeah? No? All right. And during this time, many people that worked for David, some of his closest advisors, left him to join his son. And this psalm, like I said, is a response to that. The psalm says, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the stares of the wicked. They bring down suffering upon me and revel me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me, and horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm. Confuse the wicked, O Lord, confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work within the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed a sweet fellowship as we walked with the throng at the house of God. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the grave, for evil finds lodging among them. But I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He ransoms me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned forever, will hear them and afflict them. Men who never change their ways and have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends, he violates his covenant. His speech is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall, but you, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of corruption. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men will not live out half their days, but as for me, I trust in you." So at first glance, reading the psalm, I was kind of at a loss for what to say in response to it. I really couldn't relate to David first thinking about it. Threats of the wicked generally don't bring suffering down on me, and the terrors of death don't inflict me with tears and trembling. In fact, I was actually at the beach yesterday, kind of lounging and thinking, you know, my life is pretty good. I haven't gone through this. My son hasn't waged war against me. I have it pretty good. But looking at it again, I realized that even though I haven't gone through this situation, I, like many others, have experienced at least some sort of anguish, some sort of suffering in my life. But the question is, what do we do? What do we do when we experience this suffering? What do we do with the sorrow that we may feel? I've heard the term before, I guess the phrase, leave your sorrows at the door on Sunday morning when you come to church. Worship unburdened. And when you say it like that, it really does sound kind of easy. Cast your cares at Jesus' feet. But I think the Psalms, and this one in particular, are a reminder that it's not that simple. It can be hard sometimes to let go of those things that are causing us sorrow. It's not that easy to just set down our burdens. When bad things happened to David, rather when the terrors of death fell down upon him, he didn't just set them down, and he didn't say, a simple prayer, just, "Dear God, help me feel better." David, as you can see in this psalm, vented all of his fear and all of his suffering to God. There's a lot of strong and emotionally charged language in the Psalms, in this one. For example, "My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling beset me." So David doesn't say simply, "Dear God, help me feel better." He pleads with him, "Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues." And if I'm being honest, when I think about it, it seems like a little bit much, doesn't it? Because I personally don't really talk to this way, and I never have talked to God this way. It feels strange. Imagine talking to God the way David does here. And realize that David is almost yelling, probably, in parts of this passage. It's just so emotional. But doesn't it seem like a bit much? Should we tell David to tone it down a bit? You know, bring it back. Maybe not say those things out loud. The more I thought about it, the more I realized that there have been times in my life where I kind of have done these same things that David has. I've cried out in my own way. As many of us probably do, we cry out without realizing it, because we don't really direct our frustration toward God. I think this happens a lot, where we're angry and we're scared and we vent this frustration, but again, we don't do it to God. But if there's one thing I want to tell everyone tonight, the one thing that I really got out of this reflecting on it was that I think it's okay to vent to God in that way. It's okay to come to God upset, and it's okay to come to God a little bit angry, maybe, at what's happening to you. Because we all feel those emotions. We can't pretend that we don't. But it's okay, because we can take them to God, and God will help us. He will carry our burdens. In verses 6 through 8, David says, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find a shelter from the raging wind and tempest." I think this psalm, in a way, provided that escape for him. See, the psalm started in a lament, but it didn't end that way. The psalm started in lament and anguish, but it ended in hope. the last two verses. They say, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved, but you, O God, will cast them down into the pit of destruction. Men of blood and treachery shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. I think so often we do what I mentioned earlier. We cry out and we complain to no one a lot of times. We feel anguish or anger in our heart and we don't let it be known. Inventing our emotions in that way can provide some relief, but it's so often temporary. I think that real relief only comes from God, and that hope only comes from God. I think it's amazing that we're able to come to God with our problems in this way. We're so blessed to have a God that cares, who cares about us and who cares about what we're going through. We're blessed to have a God of hope, a God who provides a way out, a God who provides meaning, even when everything around us seems to be falling down, even when those wage war on us, and even when the terrors of death assail us. So I want to urge all of you, and myself included, that when you feel anguish or sorrow, or when you feel like the oppression of the wicked, or like the terrors of death have fallen upon you, don't try to just set those burdens down and pretend like they're not there, because they are. But carry them with you. Carry them to God and present them to him. So hopefully he can make you a little bit lighter. Thanks.